Welcome to the Sandcastle, the cast for Sansa players, and other players are welcome too. This is episode 5, featuring The Point of the Show. Before I begin this episode, I just want to say that I got some feedback from Erin of Anime Utahime, and not a moment too soon. She was a little confused as to what this show is all about, and I guess I had never fully clarified that. This show is about energy, hyperness, and fun. It may contain traces of nuts and other allergens. Basically, it's a smorgasbord of anime, games, and as much as possible, hanging out with friends and a record of the laughs we share to be preserved on the internet for time immemorial. This particular episode, however, is a little lacking on the hanging out with friends side, since the show's been undergoing some changes to try and trim down the filler and boost content to some degree. With that said, on with the show! About a month ago, I had attended a dinner with the Odafest crew, and Jenny wanted to voice an opinion on a new show that she had seen, called Murder Princess.
Beautiful, talented, well-drawn, wonderful-looking female character. What's her name? Phallus.
You thought she was a guy for, like, the first...
No, this is after she gets turned into the...
I like that name.
Very, very...
Very similar to, also have very, very erect posture.
Needless to say, the crew will probably end up watching that together at some point. I, myself, haven't had much time to watch anime lately, as I'd been catching up on the Babylon 5 discs that Toaster had lent me a week ago. Once I've uploaded this episode, I'll probably try watching it all the way through at the Dragonwolf Twins place. Which brings me to another topic. To preserve anonymity, and perhaps add some personality to people's radio personalities, I'll try to use people's internet names as much as possible, unless their internet name is the same as their real-life name, and in which case, whatever goes. I'd finally found the Heelys I was looking for, and have been wearing them all the time outside of work. Early on, things weren't going very smoothly.
Day one, with the Heelys. When I first put them on, I couldn't even walk. I was sliding all over the place. I'm sure I looked like a zombie to whoever was watching. It must have been hilarious. But, very quickly, I learned how to walk on the front of my feet, to keep on my toes rather, and so now I can, it's been about, well, I'd say 1 hour of contiguous walking around in these things. After an hour, I can navigate, I can keep my balance while I'm gliding slowly, I can navigate slanted terrains, cracked sidewalks. Oop, but not go too fast. I fell once, considering putting pillows in my backpack.
So, as you just heard, within an hour I was already starting to master this new form of footwear. It took about a month before I ended up removing the training wheels and can pretty confidently glide around on most terrain. I did a pretty solid fall about a week ago when I was rushing full speed towards the train station. I was sliding downhill on a relatively smooth road when I hit a huge crack right in the middle of it, and there was no way to jump or sidestep it or anything. I tumbled a bit and slid to a stop. Fortunately, my backpack took most of the sliding. My elbow was bleeding like Gemma's severed neck in Ninja Scroll for a little while, but that's healing pretty well now. I decided against the pillows in the backpack, as I valued my snacks and games too much to leave any of them out. Maybe I just need a bigger backpack. A couple of weeks ago, I had just finished an assignment, and thought I'd get a snack from the nearby, conveniently placed convenience store. As I was waiting in line, though, there was a weird product at the impulse buy shelf. It was labeled Prime Time Singles, Well, I'm a single guy nearing my prime, but how does this product, a small paper tube of something, cater to me? It was in the tobacco area, and I didn't want to risk buying something that I'd probably throw away since I don't smoke, so I didn't try it. Can anyone tell me what a prime time single is? I've recently experienced a really interesting chat session on MSN. There were two people that I typically don't speak to much in person. One, let's use the name Roller, is a friend of my former first girlfriend. The other, Rinoe, is someone that I met at Animethon last year. In this particular chat session, we were just chatting up a storm about anime and Japanese culture and games. It went on for about 4 hours until I started to lose consciousness and had to drop. Recently, I had actually made some tentative plans to visit Japan with Rinoe. I'm looking forward to checking out an entirely new place for a while, somewhere I've never been before, and just basically meeting a whole crowd of new people all at once. Like, as if I'm really starting over and can re-identify myself among a new crowd. As long as I can afford it, anyway. Are there any strangers who want to tag along? When I bought this Sansa player, it came with a software package including iTunes. Through it, I have signed up to a few video podcasts now that I am able to watch and share them on a portable video player. Most of them are anime and movie trailers, so we shall be moving on to a new segment of the show, where I express opinions of myself and play the opinions of others regarding upcoming and current movies, games, and anime. I have three anime trailers from my subscriptions this episode, and they are 0091, Super Gals, and Salty Ray. 0091, to me, seems like a typical spy show. My interest, 4 out of 10. Not particularly interested, but if someone were to show me this anime, I wouldn't be averse to checking it out with them and perhaps finding out what it is that they like about it. Super Gals Season 2. This one looks hyper, kind of like Powerpuff Girls, kind of like Kodocha. My interest, 7 out of 10. I was glued to Kodomono Omocha ever since I saw it way back when it was too obscure and too weird to be released here. The combination of drama, comedy, and hyperactive overtones kept me glued to the set. I watched all the way up to episode 102, and they suddenly ran out of budget. If this show proves to be anything like that, then I'll definitely be keeping an eye out. Salty Ray Volume 3. The music is intriguing. The technology is also intriguing. My interest? 6 out of 10. Probably something I'd want to watch, but not something I'd go out of my way to find. That's all that I had received this week, but next episode I'll try and refine it a bit more. I've got to give a few more shoutouts to other podcasts. These are the best of the bunch that I listen to. There's the GoNintendo.com podcast, which are the people that inspire me to do my show. They just get together every week and act silly for an hour or two in front of the microphone. Ultimately, that's what I'd like this podcast to become over time. Just a big gathering of friends and hilarity in front of the microphone. Anyways, check them out whenever you can. A Complete Waste of Time at handheldcomedy.com. These guys are hilarious. They take roughly 5 minutes and turn it into pure concentrated hilarity. They can make a comedy routine out of just about anything. The factoid episode, labeled Evolution in the lineup, is my favorite, followed closely by the gambling one. The Awful Show. Here's the show where I've learned of the existence of Heelys in adult sizes. This show often goes into the explicit zone, and sometimes even beyond that into purely disturbing territory. But sometimes the shock humor is just what I need to keep me going on those really slow days. Love Long and Prosper. A couple cast where the hosts review the original Star Trek episodes one by one, and break them down and analyze them. They often do a little fanfic segment at the beginning, where they make up a segment as a couple of side characters that take place in parallel to the episode that they're reviewing for that episode. There's the Hogshead Pubcast, the guy in charge of which speculates on Book 7 of the Harry Potter series. For the most part, I've been following the series via the games, but lately I've taken to listening them on audio, and I've managed to listen to all the books so far. Anyways, this podcast explores all the possibilities that might happen in the final book of the series. It's definitely worth a listen if you're into Harry Potter. The Twisted Pickle Show. At first, I wanted to model my cast after this show. The Twisted Pickle Podcast is the story of a guy podcasting semi-secretly in his basement. Sort of a slice-of-life show involving lots of stories about himself, his work, his family, and intermixed with various bits of music in between each chapter. It's a really funny show, and you should definitely check it out on Juice or other podcatchers if you don't mind the occasional too-much-information moment. Once I get the gumption to do so, I'll start sending these people some audio feedback, and hopefully they'll play it on their next episodes. Look forward to it. There are also people that welcomed me to the Podomatic Network. Among them are Dave Rabbit, who has a video podcast that unfortunately I haven't been able to download properly. It's the number one podcast on Podomatic.com, however, and it is an honor to be welcomed to the site by him. Once I'm able to view his show, I'll post some more about it. Next is Rhythm, Life, and Rhyme, and Dread Days. These two shows, hosted by Nahashi, promote positivity through reggae and original music created by a team of six people. I haven't listened to much of them since I didn't find the music to be energetic enough, or perhaps ADD enough to hold my attention, but it should definitely appeal to the mellower crowd out there. Check it out if you're into reggae, and thanks to Nahashi for the welcome too. Now, moving on to the RPG segment of the show. Since I still don't have anyone making moves, I'll turn this segment tentatively into a how-to RP by Sandcast segment until people start sending in some moves. So, as an example, let's call the first player Joe. Joe wants to introduce his character, Voltus the Magician, to the campaign at this point, so he would send in an MP3 of his voice going something like this.
Yeah, hi, this is Joe from the DigiButter.nerd forums, and I'd like to introduce my character to the RPG. Voltus is a magician that's been wandering the lands, and he just happened to be drinking at this pub when it got attacked. Voltus stands up from his drink and uses his magic to zap the nearest bandits with electricity.
Of course, if there are multiple players, there'd be some in-between details missing. So I'd fill them in according to what other players had said, and so on, and put together the story that way. After all that had been figured out, I'd be all, okay, Voltus stands up on his chair and points to a bandit, and a chain of blue light connects between them and the bandit drops to the floor, twitching. Most of the ruffians keep up their ransacking, and some of them have already moved further into the pub, past the bar and into the back rooms, but the few that noticed magic being used nearby started making a move for the door. That'll about wrap up the RPG segment for this episode, since all the players have moved, and the story has progressed a little, but there's still enough room for other players to jump in and change the current course that fate has taken. Music credits for this episode go to Majesco for their game Iridian 3D. It's an old game for the Game Boy Advance. It's not particularly good, but it did show off some nice 3D effects for a handheld at the time, and of course it had a pretty good soundtrack if you like chiptunes. My favorite song from this collection was the one that was played last and repeated from Stage 6. Music credits from the RPG segment are from, again, Seiken Densetsu 3, aka Secret of Mana 2, a game that I hope will show up in our region sometime soon. To send me some feedback, to make a move in the RPG, or to receive email updates on new episodes and such, go to Qmulative, that's Qmulative, .podomatic.com, and you should be able to see on the right side of the page Contact Me, with three links underneath. I hope to hear from all my listeners. Oh yeah, and feel free to plug your podcast, blog, website, or anything you like, really. That would be all for this episode. So until next time, stay healthy, heroic, and hypermanic.